With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Two federal judges have ruled for the continuation of the SNAP food aid program during the government shutdown. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In two separate rulings, the judges said the Trump administration must continue to pay for SNAP using emergency reserve funds during the government shutdown. Because of the shutdown, food aid funding was set to expire this weekend. The judges in Massachusetts and Rhode Island gave the administration leeway on whether to fund the program partially or in full for November. SNAP is the nation's biggest food aid program and is used by more than 40 million Americans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest Pentagon policy that will affect a transgender troop's ability to stay in the military.
A memo to all services says that if military separation boards decide to allow transgender service members to remain in uniform, commanders can override that decision. That breaks with longstanding policy that boards act independently. It's the Pentagon's latest step to drive transgender troops out of the armed forces following an executive order from President Donald Trump. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trade talks with Canada appear to now be off.
President Trump said on Friday the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The WHO reporting that gunman who reportedly killed at least 460 people at a hospital in Sudan's Darfur region returned three times to the facility during the assault. The attack happened on Tuesday. This is SRN News. The Episcopal Church USA continues to shrink.
For the first time in years, the denomination did not release its total membership numbers with its annual report. But it did reveal that baptisms and the total number of parishes continues to decline. The Episcopal Church began to decline some 20 years ago when it embraced homosexual ordination and later gay marriage. In 2010, the denomination boasted about 2 million members across this country. By 2023, that number had slipped to 1.5 million. Michael Harrington reporting.
Three Bulgarian men are on trial in Paris this week for alleged involvement in vandalizing the city's Holocaust memorial, with an act that French intelligence services linked to a campaign by Russia to destabilize France and other Western societies. Some 500 red hands were painted on a wall honoring those who helped rescue Jews during World War II and around nearby Paris neighborhoods. France says this is a case of Russia using paid proxies to divide public opinion. This is SRN News. More American homeowners are staying where they are.
The number of homes typically changing hands as people relocate for work, retire, or trade up hasn't been this low in almost 30 years. A Redfin analysis finds that only 28 of every 1,000 homes changed hands between January and September. This decline suggests that homeowners are staying put longer amid rising worry about the job market and the economy, and affordability constraints to homeownership despite easing mortgage rates. Rich Thomason reporting.
Instacart says it will offer customers who receive SNAP benefits 50% on their next grocery order to ease strain in the event the government cuts off payments. The benefit will be available even if payments are made as scheduled as of today. Instacart said any customer who placed an order in October using a SNAP EBT card will be eligible. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.